It is.
He's bringing it back for a free kick.
Yeah, free kick on the edge of the box. There isn't an excuse in areas like that. He's just outside the 18-yard box. Defensively, we're trying to clear our lines. This is a good position for Bradford.
It's just literally about a foot outside the area on the left-hand side, just by the touchline. And plenty of yellow shirts in there. And it comes as a low cross. It's a surprise one. And it's a great goal. That looked like a deliberate one. And everybody waiting for the floated cross. It was played along the ground to Johnson, who flicks it across. And Killick, Shane Killick, the Bradford skipper there, just alert. And nobody on the post for FC. They were caught napping, really. But a well-worked goal from Bradford. Long clearance. Willoughby will try and get on the end of it. He nodded forward, but was nobody really in a sufficiently advanced position to get to make take advantage of that. And the ball is back there with Stephen Drench in the Bradford goal. Still 1-0 Bradford. That's a long ball forward. Senior has to deal with this one. Nods it down. And Beasley gets in the way. Senior, oh, real goal! Goodness me! Absolute disaster at the back. It's 2-0 Bradford. And what Senior there with a soft header. Then the, and then had a second chance to clear it and miskicked it. And the ball just rolled in the net. Bannister plays this. Willoughby now. Edge of the box. Chilney a chance. Oh, what a poor shot. Oh, but it's the post. And a rebound. And a goal. Well, oh, that really fooled me. He looked like he didn't get any pace on that shot. He hit the post. Then bobbled out. And Bannister, the substitute, was it? We'll get confirmation in a moment. Was it Litchfield? We'll get confirmation on that. But FC back in the game.
Litchfield followed it up.
Was Litchfield? Well, a goal out of nowhere there.
Absolutely came from nothing. It was a long ball.
And it's Tatton. It is indeed 3 minutes. And we're into the first of those. Scott Kay out to the right-hand side. Donoghue. Trying to fox his man here, trying to get a cross in. Left-footed cross in. On the turn, it's Willoughby. Can he get, goes down.
He's
given the penalty. And there didn't look like there was much contact, I have to say, from here. But the referee gives the penalty. And I think that FC will take it, but that was...
Yeah. No, it's one of them where, you know... The defence, they've been very, very tight, very close to the forwards throughout the whole game. And in there, Willoughby's taken a turn. Any sort of contact that you're going to place on a player in that area, you are risking those decisions. It didn't look like much from up here. But
well, thank you, Emily. But Willoughby the man now. Can he take advantage of this? What a moment here. It's FC 1, Bradford Park Avenue. Penalty, Willoughby scores! Great penalty to the keeper's left. The keeper went the right way, but it was a perfect penalty from Kurt Willoughby. He deserves a goal from this afternoon's game. And what about that? And what about this recovery from FC United? You'd have to say it could be a bit of a fortunate penalty. Bradford may feel aggrieved, but it's 2-2 now.
Absolutely fantastic. And I have to say, it's nothing that FC don't deserve. The effort, the work rate, the confidence. They have been playing the ball forward. They've been creating opportunities. Once you get the ball in the box in there, you know, you're opening up those opportunities. You're creating any goal-scoring chances. They've had a lot of possession and a lot of pressure.